Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf joined by Eagles cornerback Nnamdi Asuwa. Nnamdi, thanks for coming in again.
What's going on?
Not too much. I think the talk on defense this week has been about missed tackles. How do you guys fix that in the middle of the season? How can you get better in terms of tackling?
I think it's more so the swarming around the ball. I mean, we've been saying it, and I think everybody knows it. Teams miss tackles all the time, but there's always that second, that third guy that's right there to bring the guy down into maybe a one-yard gain. So I think just more of the swarm. You're believing in your teammate that he's going to make the play, but this being in the NFL, anything can happen. Everyone needs to get around the ball at all times, and we had done that so well. We just need to get back to that and how we had done it the first six games as a defense. But, yeah, that was the glaring thing for us over the past 2 weeks was just the missed tackles.
For you, I wonder, how frustrating is it, you know, four losses in a row, you guys are 3-5 right now. After the time in Oakland when you didn't have a winning season, I'm sure when you came here you expected to be going to the playoffs every year. Not that there's still a long time left to go here, but how frustrating for you to be sitting 3-5 right now?
It can get frustrating if you think about it a lot, but that's not what I do. You know, I'm always staying positive, thinking that the next game we're going to, you know, win it and believing that we're going to win it, and then we're going to go on a streak here, you know, and I still believe in my mind that we'll be in there at the end. As crazy as it's been right now and things not working out in the last four games, the last game we won was the Giants game,
right.
You know, there's still a strong belief that, you know, it's going to get turned around. It just has to, we got to start winning, you know.
Well, then as we turn the page to that next matchup, the rival Dallas Cowboys coming in on Sunday. Now, you guys are 1-0 in the division, so still five division games left here to make some headway. We talk about it every week. Another pair of tough receivers in Dez Bryant and Miles Austin. What do they do well?
Yeah, we will talk about that every week. If you look down the schedule, it's that's just how it's shaped out. And these are guys that, you know, last year we played against them twice, being in the division, and this division has some really good passing attacks. You know, the running games, are good as well, but this division is about throwing the ball. You know, it's what it's turned into. And then you got these two guys plus Witten that come in and, you know, and they have all the talent in the world. So that's a good challenge for us.
You haven't been utilized as much on tight ends as you were last year, not to give away the game plan or anything like that, but do you feel like that's where you'll stay on the outside here and keep, with a guy like Witten coming in who's killed the Eagles in the past sometimes, we'll probably keep a safety or a linebacker on him?
Yeah, I was with tight ends a lot more when we were facing big-time tight ends last year. Todd hasn't done that as much as of late. We had Gonzalez and Graham.
Right.
And Todd, didn't do that as much because those teams also had receivers. That, you know, so it's always tough to figure out what you want to do and how you want to line it up. And then, you know, you just have to make sure that the next guy that's coming in, you know, is prepared and ready to come into that spot if I'm going to go to this spot. And so it's a bigger, it's a taller working order than just you go here and we're set. So,
right.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on now to this week's Bird on a Wire. We're going to go a little bit off the beaten path on this one. We're going to go with...
It's a little...
You know, let's start with the player here.
Path.
Okay. We're going with Alex Henry, the kicker.
Yeah.
So...
You guys know Alex Henry, the kicker. Don't do that.
So Alex Henry is... He's very much part of the team. He's an essential part of the team. But he is a little bit separate from what goes on the rest of the field. So who are we going with here?
We're going to go with the lawyer. We're going to go with
Levy.
Levy. Just because there is that connection there. You know, he's separate from the wire.
The Barksdale crew.
The Barksdale.
Really working for.
You know, the cops, everything like that. But he's essential. He's an essential part of it. He's got to be called on to kind of cap things off when you need to pull out the victory.
Right.
So the comparison is there. I don't know. It's not like the Omar,
right.
Or it's not the big, but it works. I think it works.
Sure. Now, you know, listen, in the realm of The Wire, most characters are not really that likable. So
sure.
We're not comparing that part of the aspect here, but you know, Levy is sort of the plan B. If things don't go right, mm-hmm. they need somebody to save it. Mm-hmm. Just like if you don't get it done in the red zone, you got to bring in the field goal kicker to knock the field goal through. He's very much the Levy. And like Alex Henry, Levy, a very high success rate of
success
conversion.
Success rate is very good. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it bails people out. And that's what, you know, that's the same thing that Henry is doing for the team. At the end of the game, you need to pull out that victory. He's the one that's going to bail you out from all of that. So I think it works.
So, like, how many times have you talked to Alex Henry? I guess you only really need to talk to him if you really need him.
He's very quiet. He doesn't say much. You barely see him, actually. I mean, but I talked to him a lot.
And that's probably how you want it, just like Levy.
And that's how you want it, like just like Levy. You're going to have those big-time conversations and that when, I guess, when they're needed or when they're called upon. But, yeah.
All right. So this week's...
he's an essential part of the team. Don't lose that.
Well,
very
absolutely.
Essential part
he's huge.
Of the team.
He's
yeah.
maybe the most important in sometimes. Yeah. In some cases. So this week's trivia question, we're going to go away from the wire. You wanted to ask specific question from a different part of pop culture.
But so we're going to go to something that's kind of similar to The Wire, but not really, but a little bit. We're going to go to Goodfellas. If you've seen The Wire, you must have seen Goodfellas, the movie, 1990. So
not Goodfellas, the musical?
Yeah, not the Broadway play. But Goodfellas trivia. Henry Hill has, I guess, two words to live by, or I guess they all do.
Two, like, tenets, yeah.
Yeah, two tenets, and that's the, it's the motto for, I guess, all of the mobsters,
right.
But I know that Henry's the one that said it.
Two things you gotta sort of live your life by.
Yeah, there's two things, and we wanna know what those two things are. What's the quote that he says there?
All right, so tweet at Eagles Insider, first one to tweet the answer to those two with the hashtag BirdOnAWire. Okay. Look for the next one. We'll send out another good thing here, and then we'll be back next week with maybe a heavier hitter than Levy, but also hopefully on the heels of a victory over the Cowboys.
On the heels of a victory, we'll be back. We might do a double. We get a victory this week. We're doing a double feature next week.
All right, I like it. All right, well, that does it for this week's episode of Bird on the Wire. Back with much more on the other side here on Eagles Nightly.